On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. He's sitting pretty over there in Los Angeles, California.
I'm actually in New York.
Are you? Beautiful New York, eh?
Yeah.
City of woohoo!
Here for the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, really?
Which is a lot of fun.
How do someone like yourself who is a professional and lives this lifestyle to the very, very extremes, the most extreme extremes, how do you prepare yourself for something like the Tribeca Film Festival? Because this is eyes open, brain open, pens out.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. It can be a bit overwhelming. I've kind of been taking it day by day, but I've seen some cool films and seen some good talks and all that kind of stuff and met a lot of interesting people.
When you say seen some good talks, obviously movie related, but what sort of stuff, like directors or workshops, or what sort of thing?
I went to this, yeah, that kind of stuff. I went to this chat last night with Nancy Myers, who's a screenwriter turned director who made a lot of cool films. She's mostly known for rom-coms like Something's Gotta Give and It's Complicated, and she's had a very interesting career. I'm going to a thing with Alexander Payne tomorrow, who's one of my favorite directors. It's been a crazy time.
Do you chuck in a few questions yourself? Do you come loaded with a couple of questions?
Yeah, I usually put my hand up, but these things are quite packed and New Yorkers are very assertive, so.
I love that, though. And, all right, so how many films are you looking at? What's going on? I mean, and standouts so far? Ones you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I saw a really amazing film called State Like Sleep, which starred Catherine Waterston and Michael Shannon. It's a kind of a neo-noir set in Belgium that's very interesting. Most of the films I've been seeing are kind of low-key, sort of indie films.
It's that sort of festival, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there are some premieres. Actually, one film I did see that was quite impressive was Mapplethorpe, which is a biopic of Robert Mapplethorpe, starring Matt Smith, who was Doctor Who for a while and was also played Prince Philip in The Crown. That guy's got a really interesting face. But, Robert Mapplethorpe, the movie, they had the support of the Robert Mapplethorpe Foundation, so there was lots of his photographs in the film, which is to say there's a lot of penis in this movie.
Oh, yes.
And that was really cool. And it's kind of got young Patti Smith in there as well. Kind of New York in the 70s, that whole kind of romantic aesthetic being embraced.
Oh, remember we were just raving about The Juice about 6 months ago?
Yeah, not a million miles away from that. But the big film in theatres this week is almost the complete opposite of that kind of stuff. I am, of course, referring to Avengers Infinity War, which is now in theatres all over the world. Actually, I don't think it's out here yet. Yeah, it's opening here tonight, but I think it's already playing in New Zealand. And I saw it on Monday, and it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It could have been crappy, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. I grew up a Marvel Comics kid all the way. I bought the Infinity Gauntlet comics in 1991 when they came out, which this kind of is sort of an adaptation of, this particular storyline.
Did you have any of those like sort of dolls, like action figure dolls that are they're superheroes?
I may have had an action figure or two.
I had, look, you're amongst friends here. I had as well as my amazing $6 million man doll, I had, and my quite gay big gym doll, my first dolls I can remember, I think, was I had a Tarzan, which was counted as a superhero back in those days, Tarzan, a Batman, and an Aquaman, and I was very happy with those three. Aquaman especially.
Did you say you had a big gym?
Yeah, man, I've still got my big gyms.
That's a nutty toy line, eh?
I've got the big gym catamaran and the big gym camper ready to rumble today.
You know the Masters of the Universe.
Yep.
He-Man and all that.
Big Jim is cool.
Battle Cat from Masters of the Universe was just the Jaguar from the Big Jim line that they painted differently. So like, oh, and so the scales all weird. And they're like, oh, we'll make him giant, but they already had the mold. Anyway, we're going off track a little bit here. but yeah, Avengers Infinity War. So what I was going to say was, I don't want to sound too cynical, but I think I'm feeling a little bit of Marvel Universe fatigue at this point, in that I thought Civil War was great and Black Panther was great, but Avengers Infinity War, it's kind of what you expect it's going to be, and which is to say, you know, it's a big epic film with amazing action and witty dialogue and interesting character dynamics.
Dumb name for a movie.
Infinity War.
Yep. Dumb.
Why don't you like that?
Well,
name?
It just goes on forever then, does it?
Yeah, which perhaps is partly the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't because it finishes, obviously. There's a finish and everyone wins. You know,
well, it does.
Or doesn't it? Maybe not. Maybe not.
This is sort of meant to be like...
It ends on a cliffhanger.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you don't toss around the word infinity.
The only surprise in this film that I thought was how it ended. It ends in a way that I didn't anticipate, and I want these films to surprise me. Like when Captain America Civil War came out with the big giant man reveal, that was an amazing surprise. And there's nothing kind of on that level in Infinity War. It's impressive.
Do you mean Ant-Man?
He became Giant Man in Civil War. Yeah. Yeah. And so I kind of wanted to be surprised more by this film than I was, and which is not to say it's bad. It's a film that does what it says on the box, you know.
Yeah.
I'm maybe expecting a bit much to want my mind to be turned inside out by it, but this is the 18th Marvel Cinematic Universe film, and
how much more mind bending can you do though in a movie? You know what I mean? Like when you get to your 18th,
I'm saying. Yeah. I have unrealistic expectations. I think.
And You've only got a little head. You can't imagine everything. You can't imagine past imagining. You know what I mean?
I'll have you know that my brain is massive.
I know, but we're talking 18 rounds of imagining superhero imaginings.
I know.
Can you
even
imagine 19? Can you even imagine 20? Can you imagine 24?
Well, the 19th one's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp. We're kind of looking forward to that. But I just one thing, totally incidentally, just on the subject of my enormous brain, they had a film trivia quiz here last night that was all the biggest film nerds in New York. And guess who won?
You did.
Yep.
Did you? Big hitter! Big hitter in the big city.
I was on a team, but I carried the team, I gotta say.
No doubt. Yeah.
So that was a real victory.
Hey, well done, brother. Do you win anything? Would you win tickets to the tickets to the movie?
Just like a swag bag of Tribeca related stuff.
And just a massive great big swollen head of pride. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more about the boasting rights, I think.
Good man. Excellent.
But, but Avengers Infinity War, yeah, I liked it. It's good. But we always thought it was going to be good, so I don't know. I mean, Josh Brolin's really good as Thanos, the big purple alien. And someone does call him Grimace at one point, which is kind of a nice burn in the film. But I don't know. Can you tell that I was sort of maybe wanting it to be more?
I think this is the thing.
I don't know.
When you push your imagination that far, so often in the same sort of, you know, with the same, in the same universe, I guess, you know, you're going to be searching. You're going to be, I mean, spoiled for choice, you know, is what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, as a 13-year-old, I fantasized about these kind of movies existing, and I got everything I wanted for I got everything I wished for, and now I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, what's Neil Blomkamp doing next? You know, I kind of, I want to be a bit more surprised, I
plot
suppose.
Plot aside, do you think that it served the entire ensemble cast well? Because it's such a massive cast. It's the most ambitious crossover in cinematic history, as they keep boasting.
Yeah.
Do you think it served everyone?
They always say that.
No, that was like the massive
tagline. Did I think it was what?
Did you think it sort of served everyone's individual plot lines well? Because there was so many, the cast was so
massive. Yeah, it did, but you've highlighted an issue. It's like one of the themes of Alan Moore's Watchmen was how the idea of a superhero team is unwieldy.
One of the greatest movies ever, by the way.
And that's something that you do feel in this film. They've gone out of their way to make sure everyone has their little moment. But it means that it's kind of spread a little thin. You know, everyone gets a quip or a line and a fist pumping moment of heroism.
Yeah.
But it just feels a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Utilitarian?
Forced?
I don't know. Like, yeah, not forced. I mean, it's an achievement no matter which way you look at it. I guess they've just elevated expectations to the point where they couldn't possibly surpass them. So,
what? Any new superpowers? Does everyone have any new superpowers?
Spidey gets a new suit.
It's not really. I was hoping for a bit more than that.
It's actually a good development to the suit. For once.
Joe goes into it,
like a useful development for the suit.
Yeah, but come on.
And rather than just looking more flashy, it's like practical.
You've got all those characters, and the best thing you've got is Spidey gets a new suit.
Spider-Man's actually important, though.
I'm not saying he's not. I remember back in the electric company when Spider-Man said...
He dies in this iteration of the comic.
Yeah.
So it's, he's an important
player.
My one complaint, I guess, would be there should have been more Captain America. He's my favourite character in this world.
He got a good go of it last time, though.
He has a heck of a lot to do.
I used to have a Captain America picture on my door. It was a door-sized poster of it. And then I got a little bit embarrassed about America. Which is a shame, because Captain America is a cool-looking dude.
Yeah, right. He is good, and he's rocking a beard in this, and that's nice. So.
Is it? Hey, thank you, my friend. Go back to the Tribeca Film Festival and win more film buff quizzes.
Yeah, they don't know anything in New York, man. You got to come from New Zealand to really know your film trivia.
Yeah, say that louder. Say that a bit louder as you're wandering around.
Yeah.
Get mugged.
I know everyone's looking at me now, like, what the fuck? No.
Right.
Anyway, cheers, Mike. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate. Bye bye. Fabian Fanboy from Hollywood.
See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Nobody pray for me.
Kendrick Lamar is coming to Spark Arena July 19th.
Yeah, yeah. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble.
Don't miss Kendrick Lamar, Spark Arena, July 19th. Tickets on sale April 30th from livenation.co.nz.
I remember you was conflicted.
Gunther may be the most feared hitman working in the industry today.
A group of eccentric assassins want to take down the world's number one hitman, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Gunther. They're out to change the killing business, but they're not doing a very good job.
FBI, I would like to report a hitman.
You ratted me out to the FBI?
Yes. I am going to kill him.
Well, you're going to try to kill him again.
Killing Gunther, out now on DVD and digital thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Coming with high praise from star of Splash, Tom Hanks, Elin Jewell and her band are headed down under, bringing their sultry, surf noir and dynamic Americana with them. If you want to win yourself some tickets, then just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week.
Well, I'll hang on, baby, till the day I die, it is true.
95BFM's Border Radio presents Elin Jewell, live at the Tuning Fork. Saturday, June 2nd, tickets from Ticketmaster.
BFM News.
Ate Marie, good morning. Ko Tesabanet Tokwingwa, ko te Waru Karaka. It's 8 o'clock. Thousands of customers unknowingly had their data shared by power company Vector's outage app. The app is used for reporting and receiving updates on power outages. Vector's chief digital officer, Nikhil Ravishankar, says names, phone numbers, and email addresses were accessible. No banking or financial information was stored in the app. Victor says they are making efforts to see which of the 35,000 customers were affected and will not ask for identifying information or include links in communication. Today, people are rallying in Christchurch against water bottling plants in the area. Water bottling businesses Rapakai Natural Resources and Cloud Ocean Water have permits for water bottling in the Belfast area. In total, up to 24 million litres of water could be taken daily. Environment Canterbury will be presented with more than 115,000 signatures today asking to revoke these permits. Petition organiser Genevieve Robinson says it's not about charging for water, it's about the environmental impact of taking it. The United States Senate confirms former CIA Director Mike Pompeo as the new Secretary of State. President Trump appointed Pompeo as the country's top diplomat after sacking his predecessor, Rex Tillerson, via Twitter. Mike Pompeo built a close relationship with the president during his year as CIA director. President Trump sent him on a secret mission on Easter weekend to meet with Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Trump accepted to meet his counterpart at the end of May. The new Secretary of State immediately flew to Europe to meet his NATO counterparts as crucial deadlines on the Iran deal and North Korea come closer. French President Emmanuel Macron says he probably failed to persuade President Trump to keep the nuclear deal with Iran. During his three-day state visit in Washington, the French president tried to convince Donald Trump to keep the existing deal, but he believes Trump won't move for domestic reasons. Trump has always criticized the deal, qualified as disastrous, and wants tougher control on Iran nuclear facilities. In a major speech at the US Congress 2 days ago, Macron supported the deal again.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead.
The US have to decide by the 12th of May if they are to keep on with the current deal signed in 2015 under the Obama administration. And that's the news.
It's the 95BFM Traffic Report, brought to you by Skybus Airport Express.
Ki nai waka haere o ngā huanui mātua o Tamaki Makaurau in nāianei, what's happening on Auckland's motorways. It's pretty clear everywhere except on the southern motorway from Takanini to Hill Road. And yeah, everywhere else is pretty clear. That's your traffic.
The 95BFM Traffic Report, brought to you by Skybus Airport Express.
A 95BFM weather update.
Here's your weather for today. Increasing cloud with some showers developing from the evening. It's north-northeasterly winds developing. A high of 20 and an overnight low of 16. And sunset tonight will be at 20 to 6. That's your news, traffic and weather. I'm Tess and it's 6 minutes past 8.
Thank you, Tess.
That was a 95BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95BFM Surf Report, thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
Now, Steph, we lose you today, don't we? This is your last day doing the Surf Report for us.
It is. Oh, what a shame. But onwards and onwards.
I reckon then too. Hey, but it's just before we get to the report. So thank you so much for being part of the breakfast show. We've loved having you, you're volunteering to do this as a wonderful, just an example of your giving nature. I wish you all the very, very best.
Oh, that's so
thank
nice.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. But I was saying that it's really nice to give something back to the community, especially the surfing community, because you're really like part of it. And if you love it, it's easy, you know. It's
good on you.
Yeah, it's good, and you keep your eyes on the reports, and it's good learning. So I don't know when it's quite cloudy. I've discovered this when it's quite small out west and it's offshore. It's most likely going to be cloudy.
Wise words. Right.
There you go. Yeah. But it's been really good. So thanks for having me. Yeah.
Been our pleasure. How's it looking today?
Oh, well, it's quite small out west today, but nice and calm. We've got overcast conditions, and there's quite a few people already out there flapping around. So it's about 1 to 2 feet, glassy conditions. The swell is going to stay the same for tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday it's predicted to pick up. However, the offshores are going to be stronger, so I don't know, maybe you should try Sunday morning surfing out west. Probably a good idea before the wind gets really strong offshore. But yeah, today's nice. High tide today was 7:30 this morning out here. Low tide is at 1:50 this afternoon. It looks really nice and fun, so we're all going to go for a Friday morning surf.
Jeffrey, why don't you just go for a Friday surf?
Friday, so yeah, maybe a couple
Friday
surf
Friday
today.
Morning, afternoon, evening surf.
Sounds pretty good to me. And on the east coast, we've got 1 to 2 feet. However, the winds are onshore, and they're predicted to stay onshore for over the weekend. So high tide is at 5:15 this evening, and low tide is at 11 a.m. on the east. So it's not great on the east. The west is best.
There you go.
Like always.
All right. Hey, well, Steph.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, thanks again so much. I know you're going off to have a wee baby.
Yeah. And very exciting.
And so I thought I'd play you this next song, which is a song that I, when I first heard it, was a song. It's a song by Pluto, and it made me go, "Oh, I hope I have a baby one day." And I did. And I like, you know, I sing this song to my son all the time.
Sounds great.
So all the best to you, and good luck with that. And keep in touch, won't you? For goodness sake.
I'm going to stay tuned in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steph.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographers. Hang 10.
Hey, letter. Hey, letter. Hey, letter. Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Doctor, I've got an appointment with music.
Well, let me fix you up.
What do you prescribe?
Well, let me fix you up. I prescribe a bit of the sackbut, actually, is the original name of this instrument.
The sackbut. If you can call up right now on 309-3879 and tell us what the sackbut is now called, then I'm going to give you a ticket to...
$1 million. No.
A double pass. No, double
pocket.
Double pass to Isle of Dogs, a new Wes Anderson movie. What is the sackbut now called? 309-3879. If you want to go to the new Wes Anderson movie, Isle of Dogs, what is a sackbut called?
Come on, there's probably the Auckland Sackbut Society.
There will be a sackbutters. I've been sackbutting for 2 years. BFM, good morning.
Good morning.
The sackbut is now called the...
Trombone.
Trombone!
Yay!
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Luke.
Luke, stay there, my friend. Now, so you can see where they changed the name, although it's not like, where does the word trombone come from? Trom sounds like some sort of musical, the bone part of it sounds like a